Hey, everybody. Thank you very much to Gilka for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:02. You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. That show is that. This show is this. It's the Mascot Wedding Show. First up, the sun burns. I'll sleep and I'm dead. Mascot Wedding Show starts now. Folks, oh, too hot radio. The time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hottam.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667.
Nailed all of them.
God, man. 472 KOOP. We are also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it, I will see it and read it. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. That was way too loud. Hey, David Hotta.
Hey, Mac Blake.
What did we just hear?
We just heard the Sunburns have a new single out. That was I'll Sleep When I'm Dead. And that is dedicated to me and my Saturday, my unforgiving Saturday.
It is a tough stuff.
It is.
We, David and I, we're busy.
Yeah, a myriad of things that'll dazzle and amaze you, but you'll never care, you jerks.
Hey, don't take it out on them just because our lives are in the toilet.
You're right. I'm sorry, scum.
Circling the drain. It's you know why I like doing this show, David?
Why is that?
Because it's the only show that I do where someone's not trying to give me my lunch.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Or hand me my lunch. What's the expression?
Sure. Or give you the business.
Yeah. Well, no, give me the business could be anything.
Take you out to a business lunch.
No.
Am I mixing them?
You're getting farther away from it.
Business Week.
That's just the magazine name.
Oh. Oh, do you want a copy of Business Week?
How are you?
Stressed out. I'm stressed out and I'm tired. I have been home a grand total of about 7 hours so far between Thursday and today. And I was asleep for about 6.5 of those hours.
What'd you do Friday?
I was out. I had plans.
Gallivanting?
Yes. Carousing. Doing a little old tomcat. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Whoa.
I was acting like a tomcat. I was eating fish skeletons off a trash can lid.
Yeah.
Yep, hanging out with the singing doo-wop with my other cat friends. How are you, Mac Blake?
I am doing well. I just looked at the Twitter feed and that distracted me. Speaking of distracting, if you're just turning in, you're wondering why I don't know the phone number for co-op, it's because, once again, it's so close to my own number.
Yes.
That I always panic that I'm giving out my own number, which, why would I even panic? What happens? Someone gives me a call who likes me? Like, hey, I heard your number. Cool show. Like, thanks.
Right.
Hey, gotcha.
No, like, that's not going to happen. I think the fear is legitimate that someone will call and, like, bust your beans. Like, hey, you stink. But here's the thing.
But here's what happens. I get a call and nobody I don't recognize. I don't pick it up.
Right, exactly.
They'll leave a deliciously evil voicemail.
Hey, also, thing two, literally zero people listen to this show. I could put out my social security number right now and it wouldn't mean a thing.
David.
What?
Let's go over here in the secret microphone corner.
Sure thing.
You probably shouldn't say that zero people listen to the show.
Why?
Because we got some guests in today to promote something.
Oh, right.
And so we got to act like we're big shots to impress them.
Wait, did the check already clear from them?
Oh, yeah.
So we're set.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's just play nice with them.
Okay, cool. Hey, I'm going to try and open up this sweaty jar.
Okay.
It's not opening.
Oh, are those the pickled eggs
that
I wanted?
Okay, stop it. All right. Hey, guys, we got some very special studio guests who are bored to tears while we chum around. They're here because they... Oh... That magazine reading really plays well on the radio, Joel.
Yeah, it's good radio.
We have there's a show coming up later this month at the New Movement Theater. It's a new comedy game show called Laugh Damn It. And here are some panelists and the producer that are going to be on it. Let's go around the horn one Mr. Joel Keith.
Hello. Thanks for having me here at this beautiful sound studio.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. We also have...
Roxy Castillo.
That's right.
I'm doing my radio voice.
That was the perfect radio voice.
Oh, man. I was just in awe of yours.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say David and I just like glom onto that?
No, it was both. Okay. I just love radio voices.
You are welcome.
Well, how about that?
Roxy are comedians. We also have the producer of Laugh Damn It, Mr. Paul Phelps. How are you doing, Paul?
Hi, doing well. Thank you.
So what's Laugh Damn It?
It's a new take on... Am I too close to the microphone?
No, you're doing great.
All right, yeah. It's sort of a new take on the old Make Me Laugh television show that was on the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And so, yeah, we thought we would bring it out to...
Hold on, that show was on for 30 years?
Yeah,
it was.
All right.
Yeah.
In different incarnations, because they brought it back in the 90s.
Yeah, it would only last a few years each time, but they always keep on bringing it back. It's sort of like, you know, an ex-girlfriend that... You know, was good at one thing and really bad at a bunch of other things.
You lost me, Paul. You lost me.
Sorry. Yeah, that's why I'm not on the stage here, dude. But yeah, that was the idea. And we talked to the New Movement Theater at 616 in Lavaca, and they were very interested in having us bring it in. And we talked to some local comedians, and they seemed to like the idea as well. So, yeah, we did it once, and this is going to be the second time we do it. And the first time went really well. We laughed our beans off. And
is that a shot of David?
Yeah, it was.
Wow,
weird.
Look at that.
Well, I'm going to go into my truck with my other family members, and I'm going to wait there.
But it was a great time. So we're looking forward to doing it again.
And so, what? Joel Keith, Roxy Castillo, trained comedians.
Very trained.
Yeah, very trained.
Yes.
Yeah.
Psychotic minds.
Okay. Well, I don't even know that.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Jeez. I know. Coming on strong. You tell me you're crazy. It's like you're daring
me
to
arrest you.
I learned
from my second voice in my head.
Is this like a cat and mouse thing? Like, I'm a cool detective and you're the criminal who's like baiting me? Like, I'll admit to the murder, but you can't prove it.
Yes, you got me.
Oh, awesome. Show two. I bust Joel. But what roles are you going to have on the show? Because honestly, I've never seen Make Me Laugh. The name sounds familiar.
I haven't either. I'm very excited about this show. I don't know what to expect, honestly. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
So, well, we're just talking. We're just being friends.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun show. My role is, I've coined it the Vanna role, where I'm the lovely assistant helping out. Because there's a lot of prizes that the audience members can win.
Whoa, T.O., time out. Prizes?
Prizes.
Dang.
The confetti in your face.
Hey.
If you like that.
Oh, boy, do I. I'm always busting in on quinceañeras and fiestas just to... Hopefully someone's got a couple spare cascarones.
Fiestas?
Parties?
Yeah. No, I know what it means. I'm right there with you.
David likes to go as well. So you're going to be vannaing.
Yes. There's a symbol and an air horn that I get to use.
What?
And I get to wear a pretty dress.
Now, is this... If you could pull back the curtain a little bit, is this a different dress every time, or is this the same, like,
no, it's
iconic
a different
dress?
No. My idol, I've always wanted to be a game show assistant.
Sure.
And that's actually in a diary of mine of, like, lists of things that I want to do. Mm-hmm. And game show assistant's one of them, so I can cross it off now. But I've been looking at thrift stores to find me some glorious dresses.
Some high-quality thrift.
That's where Vanna White gets her dresses, too.
No, I think you might be mistaken, Joel. I think she gets like really nice dresses.
No, no, I know for a fact. She goes to Goodwill.
Well, you know what? I have nothing to refute that. You're absolutely right.
I'm right.
Well, I don't know that he's right.
It's where Alex Trebek gets his dresses, too.
Oh, that's weird.
That I knew.
I didn't know that either.
I knew that from Jump Street.
Oh, you knew that?
Oh, yeah. From day one.
Is it like a used group that's got this information?
Yeah, there was a BBS I go to.
Oh, cool. Sorry, I was going to reference something else.
No, we had plenty.
But Roxy, we got a tweet from Katie Sicking who says, why aren't you talking about Batman? Haven't you been given screeners yet? No. Why would anyone give us anything? We're chumps.
Yeah, leave us alone about Batman. We'll talk about it in 2 weeks probably.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We're not on the air next. Well, we'll talk about that later on the show.
Yeah. Let's focus on Laugh Damn It now.
Yeah. So Roxy, you want to be a van. You wrote down your diary, but let me tell you, you got charisma out the wazoo. Pardon my French. Why not aim for host? Why not take down the host, David James, who's hosting this thing, the very funny David James?
You know, it's like a backup singer role where you can go on tour and you can be part of the fun, but you really don't have to carry the show and you just I'm just lazy.
So you
want to be pretty and lazy. And
so you want to be like a Sheryl Crow who was a backup singer for Michael Jackson.
Wait, she was?
Yeah, she was on the Bad Tour. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, what is Roxy wearing now?
Oh.
What's your name, caller?
Good one, buddy.
That's really awkward.
It is.
I thought I heard a little bit of like a ha-ha. He was like hanging up the phone.
Because here's the thing, and forgive me if I went too much on this, but I thought for sure that was going to be one of your friends getting a rise out of you.
I didn't recognize it, and if it is, there's going to be some Facebook fury later.
Because now that I know that it's not, I feel terrible that I did not give that gentleman the business.
No, I was going to see. I was going to let, as you like to say, give him some rope to hang himself.
Yeah, exactly.
But Roxy, you're also a burlesque performer.
That's right. So I kind of have to. I get a lot of creepos.
No, a lot of creepos. Sorry, no. I didn't mean like. So you had that coming. That wasn't where I was going with it. But who do you do burlesque with?
Black Widow Burlesque.
Do you have a stage name?
I'm Miss Fahrenheit. I only dance to Queen.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing ever. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Where do you normally perform?
We do shows usually at the ND. There's a show coming up at Antone's on the 25th.
Okay.
Wednesday. It's a 80s hair metal. Burlesque,
sure.
So I fit in fairly well.
Yes.
I'm trying to make a prosthetic butt as we speak. Not right now, but question for fat-bottom girls.
Question for Rox. Okay, mm-hmm. You answered it. Never mind.
Yeah.
It was going to be why the prosthetic butt.
Fat-bottom girls.
You clearly answered it. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to see that fat butt on...
Just invite the callers.
Friday,
just...
July 27th.
Yep, this is not...
For a laugh, damn it. Hey, Paul, you have a brother.
Yes, also, I do.
What's his name?
Derek Phelps.
Derek Phelps. Very funny, Derek Phelps. What is his role in this show?
Well, he's a co-producer and he's one of the comedians. So what we have is David hosts the show.
David Hotta.
No, right? Not me.
And we get three contestants out of the audience. Mm-hmm. They get up on stage and our comedians have a very short amount of time to make those contestants laugh. And if
that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So if they, you know, if they succeed in making them laugh, then that they'll get eliminated. So the contestants who are the most incapable of laughing or that were unable to get them to laugh, they're the ones who are going to win the most prizes.
So do the comedians just like do their bits? Like pre-jokes? They get topics to make fun of?
It really ends up... We thought that's what was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
But it turns into a...
Got wacky.
Yeah, it gets wacky real fast.
A lot of baby talk, is that what you're saying?
Some feet play.
Oh, yeah, that was the best.
Easy, Paul.
Yeah, that was really like... I don't know if you heard yourself say, yeah, that was the best.
I'm picturing it right now.
I don't know where that calico cat came from that you're petting now, but it was a very odd addition.
What's the cat's name? Roxy. All right.
Again? All right.
Boy. But where Derek Phelps, where is that dude right now?
Right now, he's, I think, in Idaho. He's on tour with the Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears at the moment.
That's that dude plays trumpet.
Yes, yeah, and he'll be back with a day or two to go before the show, and then he'll go back out on the road again, and... Yeah, it's always funny because, you know, even the show that we tried to book in August, he's got his other band, Hardproofer, playing somewhere. So he has a very busy schedule all the time.
Jeez.
That guy is not allowed to be that funny and also that musically talented.
Yeah, so he can only one or the one. Other.
Right.
He should have one of the, not both.
Yeah, exactly. So pull out a hammer, Paul. Put it on the table and go, this is either crushing your throat or it's crushing your hands. I guess if it crushes the throat, he'll be able to play the horn, trumpet either.
No. It's crushing his brain, because that's where the comedy comes from.
Mm.
Or it's crushing his hands that hold the trumpet.
So you're saying the brain goes off when it's trumpet time?
Huh? Because he just feels it, man. That's just right there all the time.
Are you sure he doesn't feel like this?
Mac, I think I know well enough to know that he's... Ugh, this is good radio, right?
I just want to say, when we first came up with Laugh Damn It, and Derek and I were sitting around talking about it, and I said, man, there's one comedian that we've got to get, and it was Joel Keith.
Joel Keith,
yes.
Because he's absolutely one of the funniest guys in town, and his ability to do physical comedy and off-the-cuff comedy is just...
I disagree.
I am so excited, him involved in the next show.
Yeah, Joel, you're a wild man.
God, I need to get on stage more. I really feel so on, what is it? I'm not in it. I'm not in the...
You're rusty?
Yeah, so
you
rusty.
Don't know how to finish sentences.
I've been eating too much food in a headband recently.
Yeah, that's true.
it's really taken over my time. So I need to get back on stage with just a microphone. No headband.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that? Is that too much to reveal?
Well, I mean, I'd like to treat the character like he's his own guy, but Hungry Todd Runge, look him up. you know, whatever, can you say Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he is he's a competitive eater. He's fighting for freedom, fighting to eat. It's a show that's been in development for 2 years, and been working my butt off with this guy named Josh Reel, trying to make it come to fruition. And hopefully things very soon will work out. We're working really hard this summer. I'm sorry, it's a bad radio voice.
No, it's fine. You're doing okay.
It's not the best, though.
It's not the best.
I think we can all agree.
6 out of 10.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you thought about maybe calling up your friend Hungry Todd Runge and making him have an appearance at Laugh Dam and see if he can coax some laughs by eating wings in front of somebody?
Paul's giving me the shut up neck sign, like, don't.
Yeah.
It's not.
I mean, if they wanted that, we would have talked about that, but
this is awkward.
Chicken for gags.
Radio reset time. I should say we're talking, we'd be joined in studio. Oh, my God.
I don't have it. It's been a weird week. Let's just focus on the show.
It's been a weird week. We're going to talk about that later in the show.
Yes, yes,
we will. Boo, 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 boo. You know what helps me when I'm feeling stressed out? Sugar Bear.
Well, let's just go there for a second.
Just do a little Sugar Bear impression.
Yeah.
I'm pouring the Golden Crisp into a bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm putting some milk in it.
Oh, wait. Who's tapping you on the shoulder? Who's that behind you?
It's Sugar Bear, David.
What's he saying?
He's saying, boo, doo, da, doo, doo. Let's go get some girls.
Okay.
And yeah. I go, Sugar Bear, I don't know if any goes boo doo boo 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 call girls, and I was like, all right, Sugar Bear, okay, I'm back, I'm
good
now.
I'm glad you feel better.
you don't worry, we'll edit it out of the podcast. Don't worry about it.
None of this will exist anymore.
All right.
Hey, we're be joined in the studio by comedians Joel Keith and Rox Castillo and producer Paul Phelps from the show Laugh Damn It, coming up Friday, July 27th at the New Movement Theater. By the way, if people want to look up more information, Laugh Damn It is on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I heard with every like, you give people $80. Is that true?
Yeah, we're working on it. It's a PayPal sort of alternative.
Because I heard it's set in stone. Like, we can guarantee it right now on the radio. You give everybody $80 for liking your page on Facebook.
As soon as we get it through the PayPal alternative, I think the money will transfer correctly.
So what you're saying is no buts about it.
Well, hold on. I mean, David and Paul, here's the thing. I mean, with Obama in the White House subsidizing all these Facebook payouts, I mean...
Yes.
Doesn't cost this guy a thing.
You know it.
Yeah, Obama.
I want to try something real quick, and I don't know if this is going to be good radio at all. But,
oh, you want to? Go ahead, sorry.
What?
No, I'm clipping you at the heels today. Go ahead.
What I want to see is I want to see Laugh Damn It in action. I want to see if Joel can make Mac laugh.
Joel, look at Joel's face. He really enjoys this. He was like, thanks for putting me on the spot, David.
Well, you know, no one's going to see it, but I will narrate it if I needed to narrate some physical comedy.
Can you touch the people in Laugh Damn It?
No, but we're allowed to sort of have that rule sort of get a little
dicey.
I'll tell you what. Do we want to do this? Do we want to take Roxy's seat? That way you can be right there.
No,
why? Okay.
That's a terrible suggestion. All right. Roxy, do you ever get involved in the antics,
the making of people laugh?
No, not yet.
Oh,
We have ideas.
See, Paul, you don't know how you sound sometimes.
You really need to hear yourself.
I know. It's put on your headphones, Paul. It's a weird vibe.
Other comedians we've got on the show. Yes.
Katie Pengra.
Katie Pengra and Norm Wilkerson.
And also me.
Yes,
Truth in Advertising. I will also be on the show.
We're excited to have you as well.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm excited to be on it. Yeah, Norm Wilkerson, Katie Pengra, also very funny.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Let's do this then. Let's give you 30 seconds to make Joel laugh.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we've been doing it for 23 minutes and haven't made anybody. Yes.
I'm going to try to make Joel laugh. This is good radio right here.
Hey, you know what? I'll take it where I can get it.
I got the stopwatch ready.
Oh, okay. Excellent. God, I don't know what makes Joel laugh. We've only talked on a handful of occasions.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Three,
this isn't going to happen. Ugh, it's going to be bad.
3, 2, 1, laugh, damn it.
Joel, you're not allowed to look at a magazine while I'm... gazing into your eyes. Ooh, this isn't going well. Stretching out your shirt. It's got a shirt that says Rockford is awesome on it. I don't even know what that is. Don't distract yourself. Look at that. No belt in the pants today. What's that about? Now he's like pulling the pants up. This isn't going well. Roxy's not even laughing.
Yes, I am.
Now Joel's doing bits. He's stretching out weird, putting his arm on, trying to make me laugh. That's a dirty pool. Hey, do you like...
ting, ting, ting.
Oh, God dang. Yeah.
Well, that didn't go so well.
No.
You're going to have to take the physical approach.
Yeah.
Punch him next time?
Yeah.
I think you're just going to have to be a bit of a silicons with it.
I always laugh when I get punched.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that doesn't sound good, Joel.
That's the most macho thing I've heard all day.
Anyone just see the lights flicker?
No.
Yeah, I think they executed somebody.
What are you talking about?
We put in an electric chair next door at the City Theater here at the
you
co-op.
You don't laugh, you die.
Oh, my gosh. The glorious co-op business trip.
So Laugh Damn It Again, when is that and where is that?
Friday, July 27th at the New Movement Theater, which is the building with the question mark outside of it, at 616 Lavaca.
Wait, does it really have a question mark outside
of
it?
It does. Mm-hmm. It does.
Why?
Good question.
Joel, are you allowed to be at New Movement?
I don't think so. My improv troupe was denied.
Yes, that's true.
And myself, I don't know. I call them upper management, but I would love to work with them, upper management, mm-hmm. whenever they would allow me to be at their theater. I'm going to go ahead and try it out. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll
Thank
see
you
how much. It goes. Yes.
So let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we come back, we'll get into some drama.
Do you want, right? to, do you want me to?
Yeah, I got something. Okay. Oh, David, do you like, I think I know your musical taste, right?
All
right. You love one thing more than anything else, right? Supergroups.
Of course I do.
I'm your huge fan. When Audioslave came out, you were so excited.
Bought tickets the first day.
You were really jazzed about Chickenfoot.
Yes.
That group with...
Camped out at Best Buy the first day.
That's right. Sammy Hagar, the drummer from...
Chad Smith.
And who else was in that?
Joe Satriani. And Michael Anthony.
Did you consider a Perfect Circle supergroup?
Ooh.
Because I had that Creepazoid from...
Maynard James Keenan.
Yeah, that's right, from Tool.
And then Twiggy Ramirez.
What, really?
Yeah.
And then also James Iha was in it.
James Iha. I know many, there's too many people. See, yeah,
you really did. And then the main guy was like Trent Reznor's guitar tech.
Yeah.
So that counts, right?
Sure, why not?
Which, by the way, fun aside, I was flipping around and the movie Beetlejuice is on. I don't know if you guys are a fan of that movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, I like it. But it was on ABC Family.
Uh-huh.
Which already, a little weird, but okay.
Yeah.
And then coming up was another movie, and the ABC Family voice was like, "Hey, it's 7 p.m. on ABC Family. Here's a movie that proves that the sharpest tool in the kit gets the girl. Uh-oh. That's right. It's a delightful love story. Edward Scissorhands."
What?
Fun for the entire family. And I was just like, whoa, what's going on here?
What a weird sell.
I know. It was so weird.
Just say, "Coming up at 7, Edward Scissorhands." And that's it. You're out.
They were like making like this charming...
Yeah,
I don't know. That movie's dark, guys. Also, the suburbs are lame, right? Get it? Oh,
thank you, Tim Burton.
But there's another super group, Divine Fits, which has got that dude Dan
Buckner
from that other group, Handsome Furs, and Wolf Parade, and also Britt Daniel from Spoon. And they have an album coming out later this summer. And apparently the SoundCloud thing won't load, so we'll play that later in the show.
How about that? Well, then let me...
Oh, I got something.
Okay, sorry.
What, did you have two you wanted to do? Man, this is some awesome radio.
What do you got?
The Strokes.
Sure.
If you like listening to that. What's your favorite song off of that album? Is this it?
My favorite song off that album is probably Last Night.
Last Night, too popular one place.
Easy one to go to.
Yeah, seriously.
What's track 8? I remember liking track 8.
I don't think he's a true... I don't even have that, David. You're going to have to... Oh, there it is. Sorry, it's that dumb title. Let's go hard to explain. More Mascot Wedding Show coming up after this. Oh, I'm terrible. Boom, and we're back. Sorry, I guess I was waiting for you. Hey, you're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hatta.
And we just heard The Strokes off of their album, Is This It? That was hard to explain. And we have some very special in-studio guests.
Paul McCartney.
No one can see that, Joel. It's radio, you idiot. God, get it together, buddy. So sorry. I just threw a pin at Joel and it bounced and hit his chin or something. But yeah, we have. They're going to be on the... comedy game show, sorry I swallowed, coming up in the New Movement, Friday, July 27th, Laugh Damn It. We have comedians Joel Keith.
Yes.
Get as far away from the microphone as you can, Joel. Roxy Castillo.
In a lovely gown.
Yes.
Today.
That's true. But you always look, oh, yes.
Thank you.
And producer Paul Phelps. How's it going, Paul?
Good. 10 p.m. on that Friday, July
27th. Oh, I like that. That's producer's role. Get in the facts.
Can we address the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant in the room, Joel?
The small child behind you.
Yes. It has a quieting effect on us all.
Yeah. Can we talk about Mason? What's Mason. His name?
Guy.
Guy. Hey, Guy. 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 Guy.
I think
Guy.
You should Come know here. Your son's name.
Yeah. Well, that's why we called him Guy. It kept it real easy.
It's one of those things where, so your baby's born, you're rocking your arms, and you're like, hey, Guy, because he like didn't remember it.
Sup? High
five? Hey, Biggin.
Yeah, Guy was an audience member for the first Laugh Damn It show.
And what did you think? What did you think, Guy?
It was really good. I thought it was a really good comedy show. I thought it was the only comedy show I've ever been to.
Zing! You just got zung, Laugh Damn It.
Do you remember anything in particular that made you laugh? Hmm? Do you remember anything in particular, like a particular joke or something that happened that really made you laugh?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Well, my mom was one of the contestants, and I remember that one of the comedians made scrambled eggs on my mom's feet.
And that's what you can expect every show.
Thank you, guys. Big round
of
applause.
Thank you, Guy. Paul, can I ask what the inspiration to name Guy was?
We thought he was going to be a girl.
So just to toughen him up, boy named Sue kind of thing?
No, you know what's funny is like when I was dating my wife, I thought that, you know, I was like the very first dude mm-hmm. to ever date her, you know, that sort of thing. But mm-hmm. then as soon as we started trying to pick out names, and I would go, what about Jason? She'd be like, I dated a Jason. And I'd be like, oh, what about Ken? She's like, no, I dated a Ken. Every single name out there, she had
she
dated.
Got around.
Yeah. I dated a Newt.
And then, of course, Guy comes out, and I call up my mom, I'm like, oh, it's a boy. And she's like, oh, that's awesome. What'd you name him? And I said, Guy. And she goes, you can't call him that. I dated a guy.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Paul's crushing it. Oh, but we should. Do you want to get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Hot stuff.
Yeah.
Hot stuff. By the way, if you want to call in and talk to us and also harass Roxy.
No, don't
harass Roxy. 472-5667, 472-KOOP. We also have some tweets to read because we are at Mascot Wedding on Twitter. David, you got it?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking at the tweet.
Oh, no, I'm looking at the thing.
Katie Sicking says, if you want to make Joel laugh, just make fart sounds. Dude, Joel's a dullard is what I heard. Yeah, wow. And that would be quality radio is their second tweet.
I'm just gonna throw this out there real quick then, if I may.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you crushed it.
Nailed it. Do you want to talk about the thing?
Yeah, so David and I have a bunch of extracurricular activities. Some legal, some not. Wink.
They're all legal.
Yes, they are. And so we were doing some stand-up at Cold Town Theater this past Thursday. And there was this dude. I was hosting this thing.
Yes, you were. Yes.
And there was this guy there that was being a jerk and heckling, etc. And apparently it had been going on for a while, but I was not in the room after I had introduced someone. I go off the stage. Once I was informed that this guy was being disruptive, I went in there and waited for it. But apparently he had already been told once to be quiet. Anyway, it persisted. Mm-hmm. Next time I got on a microphone, he was being a little rude. And so we did a little back and forth, and eventually the guy left, or the guy I thought left, because there's a thing, I got a light in my face, and so all I could tell is like there's a jerk zone off into the right. But apparently the guy who first left was that dude's friends.
Right.
So that dude's friends, so embarrassed by this guy, they decided to leave, is what I was thinking.
So you thought, yes.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and I don't know, maybe you guys can talk about this. What is your heckler strategy?
Do you curl into
a ball and spin at them like Sonic the Hedgehog?
I just kind of get real nervous, and then it's just like, you don't know me. Get out of here. Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you get heckled a lot? I can't imagine you would.
I don't, but...
Because you're so sweet, Roxy.
Ooh.
All right, okay.
I don't care for whatever's going on right here. When you do, if you do get heckled, would you consider yourself a combative person? Like, would you try to go at them, or would you just try to like stay focused and keep doing the set?
Stay focused, keep doing the set is my policy. Mm-hmm. But then after I leave, it's always the you walk away and
sure.
you have something to say.
I get
you're
it
just
out.
Like, oh, yeah. I wish I would have said that in a microphone.
Well, whereas Roxy has a warming presence on stage, Joel, you're a complete scumbag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So how do you, I mean, you must get a lot of heckling. Just basically people like, who let that hobo on stage?
Well, if I haven't gotten the crazy out, in my stand-up, I let the crazy out on the heckler, and I just kind of, like, I do the eye thing where I'm, like, staring into their soul, and then I'm, like, I tell them to shut up, but I, like, screaming at them.
Yeah. Honestly, I just pictured that, and it made me happy. So, yeah, I would like to see that, actually. Well, no, I wouldn't, because it means some jerk is yelling at you.
Yeah.
So, this guy, so I started, like, giving him a little back and forth, and I don't like yelling at hecklers, because it kind of kills the energy a little bit. And so I tried to bring it back up, and I thought I went okay. But it's still...
there's a pall over the room.
Yeah, it didn't feel the same afterward. And then after the show, though, like a bunch of people came up, and they were like, hey, man, good job getting rid of that guy, or hey, I'm sorry about that guy. Like, they weren't even his friends. They're still apologizing for him. And when I did tell the guy to leave, there was like an applause break.
Yeah.
Because the guy was being a total jerk.
Yeah.
Anyway, flash forward to the next day, And he posted a little missive on the Cold Town Theater wall.
Yes.
And David, you have it.
Should I read the thing?
Yeah, let's read the thing.
Okay. So this is posted to the Cold Town Theater Facebook page.
I'm telling you right now, David, I might stop it here and there to dispute what this guy said, because his logic and the order of events aren't exactly accurate.
Right. Yes.
Because the guy did walk out of there with like a half-empty case of Tecate. So fun.
Yeah. So it starts... this is literally the worst and rudest establishment I have ever been to. Last night, some friends decided to show me this comedy club, which, by the way, before any of this happened, truly sucked. Worst jokes, even had them written down on little pads they all had to make them feel better because they're wannabe comedians. Let me stop right there. I have to assume he didn't know what Cold Town Theater was, because that's all Cold Town Theater is. No one's a professional paid comedian there. We're all students. And we want to be comedians. So, but he's right in that regard.
Well, here's the thing. The headliner of the show was John Ramsey.
Yeah.
That guy's a pro comedian. He was on Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in May.
Yeah.
And even he was checking his notes.
But then
it's the thing that happens.
Right, exactly. And
settle down, guy, already.
Yeah.
Cool it.
Yeah. So, let's see. Going back to the letter. Some even went on and off without a single laugh. Simply pathetic. Also stealing material from certain websites that I've seen. I want to know what that is. I want to know so badly.
Certain websites.
Certain ones. My friends had a few drinks before we were really excited and were really excited about it. And I was bringing a date for her birthday. After a few hoots and hollers from my friends.
Do you want to comment on that one?
I commented the other day or yesterday. I said, who brings their girlfriend to Cold Town for their birthday? Like, yeah, tighten up your game on that one.
It was a date. It wasn't even a girlfriend. Like, hey, you want to go on a date?
Well,
yeah,
sure.
Which, did that, by the way, that's like almost be like, hey, you want to go on a date tomorrow? It's Valentine's Day. Like, that would be weird.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? It's my birthday. Cool, let's go out.
Like, I'll take you to Taco Cabana on the way.
Taco Cabana.
Yes, it's very nice. Let's see. After a few hoots and hollers from my friends and my date, praising the show and showing encouragement, regardless of the fact they pretty much all sucked.
Do you enjoy that while performing? Someone going, yeah! Or like hooting and hollering?
Yeah.
Woo!
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like we were asking if they were ready for some football. We were doing what he, in his estimation, was a mediocre stand-up show. Like, I don't know what he thought he was doing. Was he helping? I don't know.
Well, Paul, I mean, you have to deal with this all the time. I mean, in today's modern, as a producer, today's modern show, half the laughter that people admit is fake laughter. You know, like someone's like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, I don't even believe it.
At just about every show ever, except for the Laugh Damn It show.
Nice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it is fake laughter, which is why you need a good mixture of hoots and hollers in there. Like, if I tell jokes, I'm like, bah, I'm like, really, pal? Laughing?
That's
come
why
on.
A clap is out. That's like the biggest laugh is a clap. Because you're like, yeah, you're not laughing.
Yeah.
We don't trust your laugh.
Hand
put
laughing.
Your hands
that's
together.
What I call it.
Hand laughing. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I actually call laughing mouth applause.
Well, how about that? So
you can use that on your show, Paul. Mouth applause. Let's hear some mouth applause.
How about
guys.
This? You use it on the show. Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
Mouth applause, darn it. See, I would clean up the name instead of the toilet talk, but I'm not a producer, so whatever.
Yeah, exactly. G. Willikers. Mouth applause.
Laugh G. Willikers. Keep going, sorry.
Okay. So we've already established he's hooting and hollering. An employee stepped in and yelled at my friend, hey, you better shut up, man. Which, editorial, that was Mac who yelled, but he said, hey, shut up, buddy. So he said buddy.
This was after he was already told to be quiet once.
Yeah. This was after someone went up to him specifically and said, hey, keep it down.
And then, I'll be honest with you, the buddy wasn't genuine.
Oh, really?
Hey, shut up, buddy. But I want him to know, hey, shut up, but also we're buds.
Yeah, like you're a cabbie in traffic.
Yeah.
Like, come on, buddy, move it.
Like, he would have been like, I will. And hey, cool. Great to meet a new friend.
Yes. My friends proceeded to enjoy the show afterwards, and before long answered a question the owner of the establishment asked the audience, as if he wasn't expecting an answer. Parentheses. Total douche. I would honestly love to knock this guy out in all realness by just looking at him. I've never even had that feeling before I saw this guy's face.
All realness.
So yeah, so this guy's complaining about this awful place, but as soon as this guy walked on stage, the writer of this email was already like, oh, I want to punch this guy in his face. This guy's got a face to eat teeth.
But it's also, I love that he doesn't understand the concept of a rhetorical question in a stand-up set. Like, so when he hears somebody like, hey, airline food's terrible, am I right, guys? Yeah, you are right. Like, he's not supposed to answer that. It's just a thing.
I had a really bad meal on a United flight. Yeah, 96.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you more about it. Thank you for asking me and starting a conversation.
How you guys doing tonight? I had a so-so day. I made myself dinner, not satisfying. Trying to lose a couple pounds, though, so, you know, feel good about that.
Well, that's my time. Thank you very much for the...
But also the general concept that if you're an audience member, you should probably shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Please.
Yeah.
You see, you're too nice. Mm. That's why you'll never make that host role.
Man, we're only halfway through this letter.
Why am I going after Roxy all of a sudden? You're awesome. Shut up.
Don't tell her.
No, the shut up was for Joel.
Oh, okay. Shut up, Joel.
Shut up, Joel.
Buddy.
You're doing great.
Hey, shut up, buddy. Huh? How you feel right now towards
feel
me?
Feel great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because we're new friends.
It's fun to make friends with fun.
I'm going to be quiet now.
Continuing the letter. Because, yeah, we are halfway through this thing. The guy then started humiliating him with whichever way he could, because he obviously had no material and wasn't funny at all, and that's all he could do. The next couple of acts, including the introduction guy, came out and kept doing whatever they could to make my friends feel unwanted and uncomfortable. It was ridiculous. This whole time, I never even said one thing or hollered once. After one of the wannabe comedians said something about, there's the door, I proceeded to walk out, and the man proceeded to start talking to me directly to my face, saying, oh, you're going to walk out now? Yeah, get out and don't ever come back. To me, who never said one thing the entire time and barely even laughed a few.
So, fill in some gaps. I think he's confusing Curtis Luciani and Michael Jastrow.
Yeah.
But both those guys did talk back to him in funny ways, but very, very nice.
In the way you dispatch a heckler.
Yeah, but it was not... I was mean. They were not mean. They were very nice about it.
Yeah.
But when he started talking, I was like, look, you know, you're going to do this, might as well leave. There's the door, use it. And then he slowly, he actually used the other door. So I was kind of waiting for him to cross the room. It was like a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at this jerk grumble his way out, I didn't feel like continuing with jokes.
Yeah.
And so I was making more jokes over him. Or so I thought. I don't know.
All right. Continuing the
list. But I was the, how was I referred in that?
The introduction guy.
Introduction
guy. You know, like a host. Like he does hosting duties. He's an introduction guy.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself but to tell the rest of the people on the way out laughing at us to... blank off.
He couldn't help himself, guys.
The urge was too strong.
He also was spilling beer on people, by the way.
Yes, he was. They all almost ruined my girl's birthday, who was the last person to deserve that. I hope this place is removed from Austin, because it is the only place there I truly regret going to. They were very cruel. The whole situation could have been handled better had they politely had an employee come to us and ask us to leave if they felt we were having too good of a time.
Yeah, all of our employees at Coldtown Theater.
Right, and also we did have one guy come.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
That did happen.
Yep.
My friends have never even said one thing disrespectful. Don't go here. Or if you do, don't laugh too loud or don't hoot and holler. Just pretty much forget you're in Texas. Signed, Austinite.
Are you guys from Texas? Y'all from Texas?
Mm-mm.
No?
Oh, yeah. Where are you from?
Denver.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you don't get it, Roxy, that wherever we go, we're just hooting and hollering all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I went to Taco Bell the other day. I couldn't even get an order in. I was just too busy hooting. And a little bit of hollering.
Yeah, I got kicked out of a damn Dave and Buster's the other day because I once, at skee-ball, shot my guns in the air and just hooting and hollering the entire time.
You Texans.
We're the worst.
I was in Book People reading a Dave Eggers novel, like, oh, maybe I'll get this thing. Booted me right out, too much hooting and hollering.
This guy sounds like he just wants to be a comedian.
Yeah.
He's kind of sensitive, and he has a lot to say about, really about nothing. He kind of skews... the situation. He's just jealous.
And his date became his girl at the end of the letter. She went from date to girl. Like all of a sudden he's upping his own thing.
Maybe it bonded them though. Maybe at the end of the date.
My wife was totally upset with what happened here.
She divorced me.
Maybe they're running outside and she grabs him by the upper arm as if he was a bad kid and spins him around and she goes, damn it, I love you. And then just mashed faces for a while. Oh, also fun fact. He must have enjoyed the show so much because he waited outside for the entire rest of the show, and also 30 minutes afterward, just sitting there with a case of beer, glaring at the theater.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think he is emblematic of there are more people out there than I care to admit who just don't know what a comedy show is.
They don't.
Like, they don't know that it's a performance. You wouldn't go to Romeo and Juliet and where he's like, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Yeah, you should. She'd love that. No, you don't. You just let the performers perform. They have lines.
That's a bad example, David. I think I would actually prefer that version of Romeo and Juliet. But then again, I'm a slob. I don't know any better.
Def Comedy Juliet?
Def Comedy Juliet.
Let's do it.
Maybe Shaquille O'Neal can host it. Oh, no. Wonderful call in. Hey, David, Shaq.
Oh, my God, Shaq. What are you doing here?
But wasn't that the whole Dave Chappelle show, the recent
thing?
Oh,
yes.
It came to the Paramount. All the people that wanted to go see him that spent $60-plus dollars a ticket. Mm-hmm. Were just fans of the show, but they weren't fans of his stand-up. They weren't stand-up comedian audience members.
Right.
They were TV audience members who probably sit at home at TV and yell at TV, yeah, that's right, that's funny. And then they go out to the show and they say the same thing.
Yeah, and there's also a subsection of people who go to comedy shows and talk because they think they're helping the show. Like, this happened one time a while back where a guy talked during one of our shows, and then later a friend of ours talked to him, was like, hey, why do you do that? He's like, oh, I like to keep them on their toes.
Duh.
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't do us any favors. Really. Like, we've got it.
He got me really mad, but as soon as I walked off the stage, I was like, hey, thanks, man. Thanks for keeping me sharp.
Yeah. You know, I was doing fine with my monologue until you started heckling, and I wet my pants out of anger and fear. I really feel like that helped the show and exposed me as a human being. You know that thing that I am? Thank
that
you so much.
That would
be
pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it would be the best. Are you kidding me with this? I've been trying to make that work for years.
He's an hysterical pants peer. By the way, 5 years ago, I would have gone outside and walked up to this guy and talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm like a big likes to fight guy.
Yeah.
Or something. I think just for whatever reason, I've realized that if I get into a fight now with my level of health insurance, that would be a very stupid idea.
Yeah. And it's funny, I actually reverted back to 5 years ago because I would have left, but I was like, do I need to stick around and be like an enforcer? Like, just be there in case something goes down?
Well, after reading this dude's email, I was like super mad
mm-hmm.
about it. And now I am not super mad anymore. But his post is still on the Coal Town wall. I like easily could have gone and been like, hey, buddy, let's meet here at this time, this place. Because I choose my turf, so Barnes & Noble.
Right.
Where they know me there.
Uh-huh. Get a Mac. Yeah. Use the Nook.
Thanks, Tegan.
You got Starbucks there, too.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. You can rest up and carb up.
I'd be like, here, you want gingerbread latte? Right in his eyes.
That's good.
Yeah, burn his
eyes.
You're
going to wait that long for the seasonal?
Yeah, the pumpkin spice. Get him.
Side note, Roxy, don't call me on my drinks like that. You made me look like a real fool just now.
Get out.
Do you think there's a responsibility by other people in the audience to kind of do something about hecklers?
Yes and no. I mean, because actually a lot
of... Oh, that's a question for you, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
By the way, Katie Sicking tweets at us, our only Twitter friend, and she says, I got heckled last week and it was satisfying to shut them down.
Get
Tip,
it, girl.
Ask them what they do for a living. Oh, I feel like that is a good thing. All right, so Paul, someone comes to Laugh Damn It, which is July 27th, 10 p.m. Friday, New Moment Theater. And they start heckling, be like, "Ah, you suck. Hey, here's a funny joke." What's your strategy?
Well, you know what? It's funny. At FPIA, there was a table near me that was, funniest person in Austin.
Oh,
was,
I got it.
Yeah, there was a table near me. And yeah, it was sort of, it was a get up, very politely, please, shut up. It wasn't a heckler, though. It was just somebody who was just constantly talking. But it was very ineffective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, what, your politeness
my,
is very...
My polite asking them to stop. Yeah, by the third time, I just got up and moved the other side of the room. But it was sort of like a case of... I would have much rather had a drink in hand or something to do something.
But at Laugh Damn It, you can't move to the other side of the room, Paul. It's your show.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Pressure's on. You're in the mascot wedding hot seat.
I'm going to borrow a taser. A buddy of mine's a APD. That might be
That'd
the way
That'd be
to
really
go.
Funny.
That would actually be would funny. Be the best.
We would all laugh, and he would win.
Yeah. Everybody wins when somebody gets tased. That's the way I look at it.
And we'd all be like crying, wiping tears of laughter away from our face, but then we'd all look down at his jolty body. And then we'd all look at each other and in silent agreement, we know cops aren't finding out about this. This doesn't leave the room.
Roll him in a carpet and just drive him away.
Exactly. Never speak of it again.
Well, you can change the name to Cry Damn It. Ooh. See what it takes to make somebody cry.
I can do that. I can host that one.
Well, let's see. Let's see how it goes.
You're bumming me out. But guys, thank you for so much. You're out of time.
Yeah, this was too much show. Thank you, guys.
Joel, you, besides doing comedy or stand-up here and there, you are an awesome improv group, which has a show tonight, correct?
Yes. Midnight Society, tonight, Cold Town Theater, 10 o'clock. It's actually the last show for a month. Just those six original members. We're losing two, one to New York and one to L.A. Ooh.
That's right. I'm excited about it. I'm going tonight at 10 p.m.
Please.
And Roxy, what do you got coming up?
Oh, well, next Wednesday at the Beauty Ballroom, the one next to Emo's East.
That's right.
Joel Keith is actually hosting Funny Ha Ha.
Put together a show.
10:30. Mm-hmm. Ton of great comedians, freak, including myself.
I don't know if I can say
Joel. Freak. I think it's freaky. It's freaky funny.
Freaky. It is freaky funny. But that's coming up. And then the...
A lot of good comedians. Yeah, we got John Toll. We got Roxy Castillo. We got Joe Statz. And some other people.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Man, I got to get my phone fixed. stupid. And Paul, you have Laugh Damn It.
Laugh Damn It.
Which is this is just a one and done, right? Goodbye, never see you
no,
again.
No, we will be doing it monthly to start, and we hope to do it more often as we progress.
That sounds great, my man. I'm looking forward to the show, and it is Friday, July 27th, 10 p.m., New Movement Theater. Laugh Damn It is also on Facebook for more information.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @MascotWedding. What are we going out with, Mac?
Well, I'd like to tell people that we're not going to be here next week, but we are going to be doing a live version of this show.
That's right.
And there'll be details on that at mascotwedding.com. That promised supergroup I was talking about, the Divine Fits, with Would That Not Be Nice? I believe this is Britt Daniel on vocals.
There we go. All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, what a terrible show that was, David.
Just the way it just went.
Wait, is this the show with me and you or Sean Penn? Or is this that show where that guy came in and was real racist on the air?
This is the one where if you listen real carefully, you can hear the part where we had to dump the most vile thing you and I have ever said.
Oh my, this is the show that Rick Santorum called up and literally talked about into his own over the time. You remember that?
Oh, I do remember that. It was the worst.
It was pretty bad. Oh, anyway, Dave, we got some plugs.
Yes, we do.
Because people can hear us on the radio or on podcasts, but they can also see us live.
And who wouldn't want to do that?
No one. I think everyone. We're very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Monday, August 6th at Cold Town Theater, I will be doing some improv with the group Malk. And that group is me and Lance Gilstrap. And Lance, of course, honestly, I'm kind of intimidated when I do stuff with that guy.
Oh, as well, you should be. He's
improv.
A talent.
Yeah, oh my God, he's a murderer on the improv stage. And that's going to be Monday night, August 6th, 8:30 p.m. at Cold Town Theater. Mike and Irene are headlining. That's Michael Jastrow and Irene White, and they are a talented bunch as well. Thursday, August 9th at Cold Town, you and I are hosting The Hustle Show at 10 p.m. What is The Hustle Show, David?
The Hustle Show is a monthly variety show that Mac and I host, and we've got a great group of people working on it.
Oh, the best.
The best. The goddamn best, if I could say.
Yeah.
And it's the second Thursday of every month, and that second Thursday happens to be August 9th at 10 p.m. at Cold Town Theater.
That's right. It's a mixture of sketch, games, stand-up, cake farts.
Yeah.
Really good impressions
of cakes that people.
Oh no!
Yeah, I'm taking one for the team this month.
Oh, that's terrible. Zach Haynes is going to be doing stand up that show for us. It's one of his last shows before he splits Austin for New York, so he should come out and see that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the weekend of the 10th and the 11th, that's a Friday and Saturday, and also Friday and Saturday, August 17th and 18th, you and I will be joining Master Pancake Theater at the downtown Alamo Ritz to make fun of the movie Conan the Barbarian.
Yay! We have come back to Master Pancake Theater.
Oh, that's right. Are you looking forward to the Alamo meal that we get comped for every show?
Man, I'm starving right now. Saving myself for that free food.
It's tough when you do shows with Master Pancake and you get your meals comped. This is just bragging at this point, sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's real tough.
1% of talk.
This is 1% of talk. Because it's tough to do that, but then go back to the Alamo next time, and you want the same things, but you're like, God damn it, this cost $90.
I can't afford this ribeye during this movie.
Why did I think, why did I think I could go off menu for under $20?
Yeah, exactly.
But Conan the Barbarian is a show that we did. It was like our first live comedy thing in Austin.
That is correct. Yeah, yeah. 5 years ago.
John Erler from Co-op's El Comedian Show plucked us off the airwaves and put us on a stage. And we didn't know what we were really doing. And because of that, the jokes in the show are almost bizarre.
Yeah,
and
yes.
It's one of my favorite. It's probably my favorite show because
yeah,
of that.
It's a treat. And yeah, you know, we're back. So come check us out August 10th and 11th. And August 17th and 18th, there's an early show and a late show both nights.
So that's 8 shows total.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's at the Downtown Alamo Ritz. Also, next time I'm going to be doing stand-up is Thursday, August 23rd at the Scoot Inn.
Oh.
I don't really have all the details on this. I know that Eric Krug is the guy setting it up. Eric Krug, former Funniest Person in Austin winner. And so he's a really funny guy. More details on that later, but circle on your calendar, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Stick around. Keep your eye on the concert calendar.
But that's at the Scoot Inn. Is what it's going to be. I've never done a show there. I'm looking forward to it. Thursdays in August and September, or maybe forever, mm-hmm. I'll be doing improv every Thursday with Tears But Joy. It is an improv troupe that I'm a part of, and that is part of the Thursday Night Social Club. I think it's two troupes and a stand-up.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's a great show every Thursday night.
Yeah, it starts at 8:30 p.m., and so check that out. I may not be doing it every week as other shows pop up.
Yeah, but Tears But Joy is still a solid group, check it out.
Scott Rainey is in it.
Oh, man.
Courtney Sevener.
It's solid. Trust us.
A bunch of other great people.
Yeah.
And those people are also part of the Hustle Show. That's why I pimped them.
Exactly.
David, when is your bat mitzvah?
It is going to be September 15th. So we'll save that for next month's concert calendar. Yeah, I'm looking forward to becoming a woman.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, you said bat mitzvah, not bar mitzvah.
Oh, Yahweh.
I don't know if that means what you think it means.
It means you only live once, right?
And he did.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Anyway, those are our live dates. More information about that kind of crap can be found on mascotwedding.com or following us on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. You'll find it.
Yeah.
You know our names.
We'll be around.
All right, David, let's pretend we're nerds falling down a well. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.